This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Cheap Trick, who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this evening. Dan and I were talking about how Cheap Trick had a few good songs and a couple of good years, late 70s, early 80s. But I think we've really lowered the bar on the standard for Rock and Roll Hall of Famers when we're putting in groups like Cheap Trick, don't you?
Yeah. Well, there's some people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that you wouldn't even consider rock and roll.
Well, like NWA.
Yeah.
Which is being inducted tonight.
Yeah.
That's a very strange one.
Yeah. They should just call it Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, change the name or just put rock and roll people in.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Cash got in. Was Johnny Cash a rock and roller?
No.
I mean, certainly a superstar and certainly a guy with a long career. Certainly could be in the Country Hall of Fame and maybe even the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But, you know, NWA I'd put in the Rap Hall of Fame, which, by the way, will not be at my house because I don't. The fact that I know that they're a rap group, we've now stretched the limits of my knowledge of rap right there. But Cheap Trick, I like a lot of their songs, but I couldn't tell you more than four or five of them. And by that definition, I don't think they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going in tonight with Deep Purple and Chicago and Steve Miller. Did I give the phone numbers for the Harris Challenge yet?
I don't believe so.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS if you want to play. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. And when you play the Harris Challenge, you are playing America's favorite trivia game for America's favorite most valuable prizes. And who do those come from? This guy right here.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have... Oh, hold on. Wrong one. Here we go. We have one dozen...
What time is rehearsal?
Yeah.
Well, I had the wrong sheet in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
We have one dozen free
donuts. Scott Sherman would have had it already and prepared. He would have been all set here. He wouldn't have had any problem. Tim Weiland would have been 100% ready to go with the information right in front of him.
I know.
You, who I've only worked with for 17 years, couldn't be prepared.
No, I'm never prepared.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Stop the music. I'll introduce him again. We'll start, and you can edit this out, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot.
So you can win fabulous prize packages from this gentleman right here.
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have gift cards from Peroni's Pizza. And they have three locations. They have one in Florissant. They have one in O'Fallon at M&P. And in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
So you have your choice of either of those. And if you get all the questions right for what we call the clean sweep, we have a bonus prize for you.
That's right. The clean sweep gets you a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway and Manchester, right there in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to candices.net.
Okay, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Martin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain by sucking up to the boss, shouting out to the family, or using it for a prearranged commercial endorsement of your own in what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Thank you for having me on. Just want to say go Blues and go Cardinals.
Yeah, be nice to see the Cardinals go.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
So far, 0-3 on the season. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see what comes spilling out here for you to choose from. We know category one is always going to be our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two. That is gross. Or you can have category three. Could be Willie. Could be Nelson.
Could be Willie. Could be Nelson.
Okay, now this category is not about Willie Nelson. He's coming to the Peabody tomorrow night, but this is a category about people who are either named Willie or Nelson. Okay?
Sounds good.
60 seconds on the clock, Martin. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is fifth on the all-time home run list with 660 home runs?
Willie Mays.
Correct. Who played John Bender in the 1985 John Hughes movie, The Breakfast Club?
Pass.
In what 1971 movie did Gene Wilder play the owner of a candy business?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct. What was the name of the 1993 movie about a boy trying to save a whale from being killed by aquarium owners?
Pass. The second one is Judd Nelson.
Correct. Five-pointer is, who played the title character on the TV series Coach?
Craig T. Nelson.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What was the name of the 1993 movie about a boy trying to save a whale from being killed by aquarium owners?
Free Willy.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge and get them all right for the clean sweep. Congratulations, Martin.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
Very nicely done. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your Candice's gift certificate and your choice of whatever else you like while I move on to contestant number two. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first off, I am AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
And I always enjoy the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I appreciate that. Steve, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? That is gross. Or where was that?
Let's try where was that.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Two people are dead after a shooting at Lackland Air Force Base this morning. What state is Lackland in?
Pass.
What country's prime minister resigned this week after the Panama Papers revealed he and other world leaders had hidden their wealth in offshore tax havens?
Uh-oh, pass.
In what state is 76-year-old Governor Robert Bentley facing possible impeachment after being accused of having an affair with a married advisor?
I can't wait to be punished. Pass.
Which two states announced this week that they will raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
California.
Right.
Oregon.
New York is the other one. A high school student found out this week she's been accepted to all eight Ivy League schools. For 1 point each, name five of them.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale.
Columbia, Cornell, Penn, Dartmouth, and Brown are the others.
Okay.
Governor Robert Bentley is the guy who's possibly being impeached. He's the governor of Alabama. It was the prime minister of Iceland who resigned after his name showed up in the Panama Papers. And Lackland Air Force Base is in Texas. So all you got there was 1 point each for Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. That's a total of three, Steve. And as you know, if you don't get at least eight on the Harris Challenge, you do not win, and instead you get punished. So I mentioned earlier in the show that yesterday was the final episode of American Idol, on which many of the good singers from that show's past returned. But I have a punishment music archive that includes lots of the not-so-good singers. And that's the archive we're going to dive into today, starting with Mr. William Hung.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Talk to me, tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. Ugh. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum.
He was on last night.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, they actually did have him on last night to sing that song, She Bangs. And I give William Hung credit. He knew he wasn't going to be a star and yet turned it into his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
He released a couple CDs.
He did.
And he did gigs all around the country because he was in on the joke. It wasn't just people laughing at him. I'm sorry you had to be punished by him today here, Steve, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much. Contestant number three is ready to go. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Is somebody singing She Bangs in your car?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, Dan.
If you're looking for a dog, you should adopt one from Stray Rescue.
Good idea. Here are their category choices. Have you been paying attention? That is gross. Or on this day.
Let's do that is gross.
Okay. How old is your kid?
Two.
You know what? I think you may find some of your child's bodily fluid showing up in this category here, Dan. 60 seconds.
I might be an expert.
Yeah, you might be. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How much mucus does the average person swallow each day? A cup, a pint, or a quart?
A pint.
A quart. Within five, what percentage of people admit to picking their nose?
65.
That is 70, so you get the points. Which of these foods does not create a lot of gas in your body? Radishes, clementines, or broccoli?
Clementine.
Correct. How often does your body create a whole new layer of skin? Every week, every month, or every 3 months?
Every month.
That's right, about every 28 days. How many times a day does the average person burp? 5, 15, or 20?
20.
15 times a day. Let's see how you did here, Dan. You got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 4. That's a total of 9 points. By the way, this category, That Is Gross, brought to you by Dan Strauss.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it.
9 points makes you a winner, Dan. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. You and your daughter are going to get your choice of stuff, which Dan will tell you about on our end in a moment here, and I'll move on to contestant number 4. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just want to say congratulations to my daughter, Sarah. She takes her first communion tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. So big weekend at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it all goes smoothly for you. Which categories do we have left here? Have you been paying attention? Or on this day?
Let's do on this day.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actor was elected mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea 30 years ago today, 26 years before he spoke to an empty chair at the Republican National Convention?
Clint Eastwood.
Correct. Which pope's funeral was attended by 4 million people on this day in 2005?
Pope John Paul.
Which one?
Second.
Correct. Who hit his 715th home run to break Babe Ruth's record on this day in 1974?
Hank Aaron.
Correct. Which band released Toys in the Attic with songs like Sweet Emotion and Walk This Way on this day in 1975?
Aerosmith.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Who became the first African-American to manage a Major League Baseball team as skipper of the Cleveland Indians 41 years ago today?
Frank Robinson.
It was Baltimore Orioles legend Frank Robinson. Another clean sweep. Congratulations, Jim.
Thanks.
Stand by. Hang on. Right now, Greg Kornfeld is in his car saying, oh, I got to go out to Kandichi's and get more gift certificates. But Jim just got one, and now let's see if we can put a third one out there with our fifth contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Yeah, I'm retiring in June, and today I'm on assignment, just like Frank.
Okay, what are you retiring from?
Just work.
Well, I assume that. Nobody retires from play.
Yeah, I'd rather not say.
All right, I understand.
Thanks.
Some sort of top secret Boeing thing. Okay, no problem, Bob. We have one category left. It's our topical category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced today that he will not run for re-election next year as mayor of St. Louis?
I believe that was Francis Slay.
That's correct. Which country music outlaw and Okie from Muskogee died this week at 79?
Merle Haggard.
Correct. Which school won the women's NCAA basketball national champion Monday night?
Connecticut.
Correct. Why was Frank Swanson fired after 20 years in a Walmart in West Plains, Missouri? A, he wouldn't stop hugging customers. B, he let people walk out without paying for merchandise. Or C, he hadn't shown up for work for 4 months.
I believe it was A.
You're correct. He wouldn't stop hugging customers. Now for the clean sweep. While we're in American Idol mode, what state were both finalists, Trent Harmon and LaPortia Renee, from?
I'm going to guess the, Florida.
It was Mississippi.
Ah.
Oh, so close, Bob, but you still got yourself 10 points, and you're a winner as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, here's a little ironic behind-the-scenes story. Ian and I actually put together 5 American Idol losers to play for you today if we had to punish them.
Man.
But we only ended up punishing one person and giving away lots of prizes, and that's much better for all of us. Trust me, we have heard the songs. You don't have to go through them again. That's the Harris Challenge for today. You can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. And you can come back here and play live every Friday right around 5:15 p.m. exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.